Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We just sang, O love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortal's sake. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we begin our Lenten journey of repentance and faith, we do so through the lens of God's love, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. We'll be looking at that hymn, O Love, How Deep, as an aid to help us reflect upon what the love of God really is, and how it is that we grab on and hold on to such an amazing thing. You know, part of the challenge with the self-examination that comes through Lent is that we do so always looking at and considering our own sin and unworthiness. The law, which is good and communicates to us what God demands, it still points out to us so clearly how and where we fail. That is, if we're honest with ourselves and with God. Loving our neighbor as ourselves is what God expects of us. But when we hear that, we're made aware that we neglect the care of our neighbor, and instead we focus on the love of ourselves. Good things, righteous things like almsgiving and prayer and fasting, all things that deny yourself for the sake of your neighbor, in sin, becomes less about your neighbor and now more about a display or a show or something that demonstrates how good and pious you can be. The law stands so that it can convict you and it can move you to repent. In our gospel reading for this evening, Jesus exhorts the disciples and the gathered crowds not to practice their righteousness before others. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, Jesus says. Furthermore, don't let your prayers become an excuse to show off how good of a Christian you are. Don't let your almsgiving or your fasting, which should be done for the care of your neighbors, be turned in on yourself to make you look good before others, so that you feed your pride and your ego. It's hard though, isn't it? I mean, I want to get credit for the work that I do. How can I get credit if no one else knows about it? So when I do something that I think of as good or righteous, my sinful flesh, my old Adam, it wants some acknowledgement. Maybe not a parade, maybe not even a gold star, but at least some public recognition by someone that I have done a good and right thing. This Ash Wednesday, we remember our good works, that parade of righteousness that we kind of do for ourselves rather than for our neighbors. Be honest with yourself and with God. Let the law do its work and reveal your sin. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. For good works might get you praise from others, but that's not the point. Good works for your neighbors won't impress God. He knows that they're always lacking, that they could always be done better, that they are incomplete because of your sin and the old Adam that clings to you. You're not going to get a gold star from God for fasting or praying or giving to the needy, and you're certainly not going to get a parade. Works without faith are dead. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Works without Christ's work are no works at all. We need to have our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Our hymn that we sang tonight reminds us of that so poetically. Jesus took on our mortal form for mortals' sake. That means Jesus knows your mortality. He knows your neglected love of your neighbor and your misplaced love of yourself. He knows your sin, and he knows that you are going to die because of your sin. We all will. But to forgive your sin and to restore you to life, and so that your love might be reordered, Christ Jesus, in love for you, took up your flesh and suffered your death. What wonderful love Christ Jesus has for you. The love of God is higher, broader, and deeper than you and I could ever imagine. It is, as the hymn says, beyond all thought and fantasy. The love of God is the very thing behind the word mystery. Now, a mystery is not the same thing as a puzzle, right? With a puzzle, you figure it out, and then you're done with it. But with a mystery, the more you come to understand, the more aware you are that you know nothing. Rather than being done with it like a puzzle, a mystery is never done with you. It holds you and captivates you and draws you deeper into its depths. The mystery of the love of God penetrates the very heart of the Christian faith. It's what makes Christianity different from every other religion or faith. It's what shapes us as God's people. It's what inspires us and moves us forward in our love for others. Love is not something to be understood, not fully, not really. Love is a gift that is ever growing and ever changing because the love of God is always moving toward you and me, sinners as we are. We might run around, parade our good works, try to convince both the world and our hearts that we're worthy of God's love for the things that we do, but we're just moving in circles. No number of prayers or fasting or outward acts of piety will ever bring you closer to God. You need a go-between. You need a bridge. You need an intermediary who will bear your grief and carry your sin. You need one who will demonstrate what true love for others actually is. In a word, you need Jesus. So comes this day and this Lenten season, and the call to repent of your sins. Don't let the dust and the ash on your forehead be a sign of your piety and self-righteousness. No, let it be a sign of the death that you inherit from Adam and apart from Jesus. It's a sign of what we deserve. And like that ash that does not wipe off easily, the more you try to rub out your sins on your own, well, the dirtier and the messier you become. But let that mark of the cross serve as a powerful reminder that God, who is rich in mercy, sent his Son, Jesus, to suffer and die upon his cross for your sins, and to rise again so that you would have life, life everlasting. Now that is a mystery beyond all comprehension. It's a treasure beyond price. It's not a prize to be won or a wage to be paid. It is a gift that only comes by grace. So come this day to the table. Here you will not eat the dust of the earth, but the very body and blood of our living Lord. Here you are drawn into the very life of God for you. Indeed, it is a mystery. But it's a mystery that's beyond all thought and fantasy. God takes on your mortal form so that you may live. And in exchange, he gives you his life, his works, his very self. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.